is kolta mechitzes bechodava. That once this payment was brought into the mizbeach, now it has a regular lock like kachim mizbeach. Rashi says kolta mechitzes means shalazara bechodava that v'kemosh urkta shenam metchil like riva lemizbeach. And therefore the tunit sofin v'chodvor matunim bekachim mizbeach. All the dinim of kachim mizbeach you have here also has to be done to avoid this. But sofin has absolutely yaitz on it now. Yeah. It's called kachim mechitzes lechodava. That's the halacha. Now on this boy Reb Lozer, asked the shayla, what's going to be olu mar sheyerdu? He asked the shayla, in this case, where you amakdish this payment first for Bamas Yochid, and now you brought it inside to the Bamas Seber, and instead of making the shrita by the tzofen, you made the shrita on the Skarban Olam on the Dorum side. So in such a case here, ula as a halacha, now by the evidence, if you take this meat, the emun, and put it all by the olam, you put all the meat on the mizbeach. What's the din is in all of Ula Yerdu? Zmora says now, midikum yboilei lechodo, since he asked the question in this case, mechlad idach pshitalei, mashm in the other case, in the case where you are not makdashit lechuyah for Bamas Yachid, but rather right away you makdashit for the mizbeach, then you will not have the suffix, then pshitle biposhitim, oikarab Yosef. Then it would be kosher to Rab Lezem that either there for sure would be Yerdu, or else for sure would be La Yerdu. And since Rab Lezem had asked the question only over here, Mashmoni in this case, there's a little callus over here, that since Metchilu you will mark the shit for Bamas Yochid, and there it would have no Psul Dorim, so now when you bring it inside to the Mizbeach, or the Mizbeach HaTzibar, so true it needs to suffer now. So here Rab Lezem declares a shah, let's say Medishit to the Dorim, what's going to be the Locha? Would it be Olu La Yerdu or not? So as Mar says, since you only class it here, Mashmula, but a regular Korbin, when you makdish it for straight away for the Mizbeach, then it would be either one way or the other way. So Mar says, no, it could be no, it's not the Pshat, it could be Chodo Migu Chodo Kemibayle. Could be Rav Leza meant to ask the same suffix as Rabbi Rav Yosef has, and he also has the suffix in this case also. And it's like this, it could be like this. And he thinks he class like this. Okay, maybe until now, Leikama Rabbi Hossam. When did Rabbi Selig in the cases of an Al Mishnah, where you mark the Shubahima for the regular, let's say, for the regular in the base of Midish? And you did his oil has to be done, bit soften. So there we say, if you made the Shrita Bedorim, your Rabbi says, what the din is, Imolu Yerdu, that if you bring it on the Mizbeach, still the din is Yerdu, since it's such a psul, that the Shrita was done, that Chilas Aveda was done by psul. It has no Kedushas Akrav at all. Maybe that's only because Mechitza Kitikuna. That's because since you have the Beis Hamikdash, you have the real Mishkan, that there's a psul, you can't do it any place else, and no Heter Abomas then. The Asadaf can be done inside, and right away it's Chal Adin on this Kedusha, the Korban, that it has to be Shkita be done in Tzofen. Therefore, Postla Shaloi Kitikuna. Maybe only over there, Rabbi says, that since you made the Shkita, Bipsul, Bidorim, that passes the Korban completely, that if it's Olu, it's Yerdu, you have to bring it down from the Mizbeach. But that's only because the Chilu, you were marked this year with such a strong Kedusha, that a Davka had to be brought Kitikunai. But Reb Lezer has had to say, maybe, Shiloh Kitikuna means when you don't have the Beis Hamikdash, when you have Bizman Heter Abomis, and you are makdish shid lechatchilu to bring it on the bamas yochin. Maybe then, even though you change your mind and bring it now into the bamas sibar, maybe they poslam. Maybe the even rabbi would agree to say now imolu the din would be lo yerdu. This is one way. I do more of Lezer's class. No, I do maybe no. Maybe it's like this. That I feel the Rabbi Yosef, even according to Rabbi Yosef, that he says now mishnah diomim also lo terid. Then the case where you makdish to behem lechatchilu to be brought on the base migdish. With the din of the korban, in other words, is kaveya right away, it has to be the shechita don b'tzofen, and the kabbalah b'tzofen. And there, if you do the shechita b'dorim, still Rabbi Yosef says, the din is the most solitarid, and Maisa, since the shechita was done on it, so it still has this much kedusha, that b'dievet, if it's on the mizbech, is loitarid, but maybe that's only by mechitza kitikunai, is kolta. Then since the Maisa, the Beis Hamikdash was Kayim, when you bring it into the Beis Hamikdash, there's so much Kedusha there, it's called to, as if to say, once this Korban comes in, it's always going to be Imolu Lo Yerdu. since the God of Kedusha is so strong at the beginning, so therefore, even though you do psalm to it later, still the din would be leteret. But maybe shaloi kitikunai here lechatchila when you were makdish it was a zman habomis and you were makdish it for hetta to bring it by bomis yochid. So maybe lekoltum, maybe never received such a big dusha to say on it that no matter what happens to it, will always be yemonu leyerdu. Maybe here no, we would say lekoltum. In the case of it still happens, now you bring it inside to the mizbeach hatzibur. And now you make the shrit to Bedorim, maybe even according to Rabbi Yosef, here would be Yerdu. See if that's where Rabbi Lezer declared the Shalom over here. There could be Rabbi Lezer really has the same suffix over there. Just declared the Shalom also over here. So Teiko, that's a good Teiko. Exactly what does Rabbi Lezer hold? Whatever you want, but at Kopon, we came out to Rabbi before, talk, we have a Tiyufta on Rabbi Lezer, on Rabbah, and the Pshat really is like Rabbi Yosef. That we always hold on these psulim, psul bakredish, it didn't always is, him all would be lo yerdu. Now the Gemara says, Omar Rav Gidol Omar Rav, that Rav Gidol Omar Rav says, Zrikas pigul, in the case where you make a zrika on a regular korban, we know by a korban there are four avoidis, there's the shrita, there's the kabbalah, the loch, and the zrika. So let's say b'shah zrika, you have a machshavas pigul. I mean, you have a machshava right now that b'shas rikas of the korban, you have a mind to eat the meat the wrong day, or you have a mind to burn it, to burn the murim the wrong time. So loch is it chala nisa pigul in the korban. If so, he says it shno einu moitzim midei mila b'kotchi kadoshim. Let's say it was a korban chattis, that usually the loch is when you make his rik, you make the kosher avodis in the korban chattis. That's matter the boss of Bachila, that now the Kohanim are allowed to eat from the Korban Chatas. So since the Kohanim have had the Bachila, Pshita, the Yisimila goes off. But that's only if the Zrika was a kosher Zrika, that made a Heter Achila. But here, since with the Zrika you were Kaveh and Yis, a Pigul in the Korban, and the Korban remains also Bachila, so the Pshita, since it has Ktusha and there's no Heter Achila, it still has the Yisimila on it. That's called Eina Moitza, does not take away Midei Mila. Who adin? This is b'kot shekadoshim, and who adin v'yena mevi l'day mila b'kot shekalim. B'kot shekalim, let's say by shlomim, by toys, it's just the opposite. B'kot shekalim, we say the equal of the korban is omed l'achila, because both the owner can eat from it and the kohen can eat from it. So really, there's no issa mila on a kot shekalim until after you do the dalar avodis and you make this rika. Then when you make this rika, that's kaveya now that the emurim that has a mitzvah to be burnt on the mizbeach, on that it's chal nisamila, that's called kotshi Hashem. On the bosa that's eaten either by the kanam or by the bailim, that remains with the head, there's no nisamila. Just after you make this rik on the kodesh, on the kotshim kalim, that's kovei now the imurim, the fat that's supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach, that has a nisamila. But only because why there's a mitzvah to burn it? But over here that you kovei nisapigur in the korban, so there's no mitzvah to burn it, so Nechnami does not give an Yisamila on the Emurim. That's what Rav Gidlom Arav said. On this Yosef Abaye, Abaye was sitting down, Ukom Malol Oshmat, he's saying over this Halacha. He's saying it over. And Eisver Rapopal Abaye, so Rapopal heard Abaye say over this Halacha, and therefore Rapopal asked the question to Abaye. It says, HaShoychit Esa Teida. If somebody shechs a Korban Teida, Lefnim, that the shechita was done inside the azor, so it's a kosher shechita. But for lachem chutz lachoyma, the lechem was outside the wall. And the lechem, we know usually when you shech the korban teider, that's mekadesh to 40 lechems that's brought with the korban teider. So usually the lechems have to be inside the azor, next to the korban teider. Here, b'shasha made the shechita on the teider, the lechem was chutz lachoyma outside the wall. It's really in the Gemara Menachos, it's a machlekes over there between Rav Yechon and Rish Lakish. That Rish Lakish says it means chutz l'chaim es azora. That's very good. That the lechem is outside the azora, outside the base of Middish, so the shechit is not mekadesh the lechem. Rav Yechon says no, chutz l'chaim even means outside the chaim es Yerushalayim. Meaning to say, if the lechem would have been inside the chaim es Yerushalayim, even though it's outside the base of Middish, still the shechit would be mekadesh it. But I call upon if the lechem is outside the place where it's supposed to be, then b'shash yishecht of the Torah, it's not mekadesh the lechem. Le'kiddush es a lechem. What's going to be shocht in another case? You shecht the korban Torah. Achela Kormo Paner Batano, before the lechems like were ready, before they were finished baking in the oven, they were not ground on top yet. Fiafilu Korma Kulam Chutz Miyachas, and even if, let's say, 39 lechems were already baked fully, just one was not brown on top, so it's not called you had 40 lechems ready yet for the Kiddush, it's like Kiddush HaLechem. The lechem is the lechem is not Kaddish, so you have your Shchitas on the Korban Torah, you have a Korban Torah, but you're not Yotzi Lechem. Nechnami, you'll have to bring lechem separately, Shalai even Kaddish the lechem, but you're not Yotzi with this lechem right now. Now what's going to be Shochato Chutz L'Zmano? Let's say you shechted the Korban Torah and you had in mind to eat from it the wrong time, or else Chutz L'Mkayim, you had in mind to eat from it the wrong place. So then the locker is Kiddush HaLechem. That Lamaisa still the Lechem is Kaddish, since you made a Shechita, and the Lechem was there in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Azara, so Lamaisa you Mekaddish the Lechem. Alma, what do we see here? That Pigu Maisel is a Mila. And that's what you say in Mekaddish the Lechem here, it does not mean the Chura that you Mekaddish the Lechem for Akrova. Avada, the Lechems here will be possible. The Maisa Kedushia just means you give the Kedushas Agufa on them, and since it has a Nisa Pigal on it, you won't be able to eat them, and there'll be a Nisa Mila. So you see from here that a Shechitas of Pigal could make a Nisa Mila. So how could the Gidlom Rav say that the Zerika of Pigal is not Kaveya Mila, not on the Kachem Kalim, and not on the Kachem Kalim? Why not? Here it's the Mashma that a Shechita, even though the Shechita makes Pigal, still it's Maisa de Mila, could make a Kedusha on the Lechem to say that Lechem would have an Issa Mila now. Sishtik, so Rabbi kept quiet. Kiyos lekaim with Rababa, Rekenna, Fonam, Rababa, Omele, Tintzabak, like this, Bezrika, that could be a Zechilik between Zerika. Zerika is different. When did Gidlo Marav say, he only said what? If you make a Zerika with a Machsheves Pigol, since Peshav Zerika, that's when it's Chal, the Psul Pigol in the Korban, so if the Psul Pigol is Chal upon the Korban now, you can't give it an Issa Mila. So the Kachem Kalim, you don't have an Issa Mila to be Chal now Peshav Zerika on the Imurim. Since right now Peshav Zerika is when the Psul Pigol is being Chal on the Korban. But over here we're talking about Shechita. Peshav Shechta the Torah, even though you had a Machsheves of Pigol, but the Maisa, the Yisra Pigol is not Chal until you bring off Dal Ravidus, until you make the Zerika. So right now the Yisra Pigol is not Chal in the Korban Torah, in the Lechem. Therefore it could be Mekaddish the Lechem. Therefore it's not a Stira to have Gidol. Peshav Zerika, that's the Ikab Sul Pigol is Chal, you cannot sharpen Yisra Mila with that Zerika. But over here the Shechita, the beginning of the Ravidus of Pigol, that could make a Kedusha to make it into Mila. Now the word says, Kiyos Lekayim, with the Rabbah, the Kedah, in front of Rabbah, Omelay said back to him, Yes, he answered, Kiyos Lekayim, with the Rabbah, Omelay, Bezrika. Omelay, Ravashi, Lerova. So Ravashi said back to Rova, I've Omel, Ula, Ula says like this, that Koymates Pigol, to make a Kemitza in a Mincha, a Kemitza is like a Shechita by a Korban. Kemitza is the beginning of the first Avodah, you take a handful out of the Mincha. So you make the Kemitza with the Machsheves Pigol, and after you made the Machsheves Pigol, it says, Sheholu Legabi Mizbeach. Now you put that Kemitza on top of the Mizbeach. So Locher is Poka Pigul Bimenum. Locher is once it's Moshle Bemor, once the ore starts to burn, the Kemitza, so Maisa then the Yisra Pigol is Poka, goes off that Kemitza. Let's say later that the Kemitza falls off the Mizbeach. Even like a Tchili, you would be allowed to put it back again on the Mizbeach. Because once the Eish was mushed or started to burn, this Kemitza, it's Poka, the Easter Pigol goes off it. Now the Gemara says, Kemitza, Hainu Shechita. Or Kemitza by a Mincha is like a Shechita by a Korban. And still we're saying over here right now that the Kemitza is Kavei the Pigol. So who the kasher is here, you see it's called the Yisra Pigol is Chal upon this Kemitza as soon as you make the Kemitza. So what are you answering before? That only by Zerika, that's when the Psul Pigol is being Kovei in the Korban. But Vesha Shechit, it's not called Chal Nisra Pigol on the Korban. Here it's Mashmano, even Vesha Shechit, Vesha you're doing the Kemitza, that's the first Avoida. Can I get Shechit? Mashmano is Chal the Yisra Pigol in the Korban, in the Mincha. And so there shouldn't be any chilik between Zerika and Shchita. Both of them, as soon as you do the first Avodah, but the Machshavas Pigel, it's Chal Pigel right away in the Korban, even Mishah Shchita. Just like here, Mishah's Kemitza is called, it's Chal Pigel on the Kemitza. In order to stand so strong, if you put it up on the Mizbeach, it's Paka Pigulein. Mashmada, before you put it up, it happened this a Pigel. Even though you only did the Kemitza. So you see the Chur Vishav Kemitza, it's already Chal, the Psul Pigel in the Korban. So there shouldn't be any difference between Shchita and Ezrika. Gemara says no. The Gemara in says, Omalei Isura Demaisla De Pigel does not really mean that with the Kemitz alone it's like a Chal Pigel. No, it could be Pigel really is not Chal until you do all Dalar Avedis. That it says B'Shas Kemitza, this Pigel, it just means this is an Avoida, you did the Kemitza with a Machshavas Pigel, that's an Avoida that eventually will bring an Issa Pigel into the Mincha. But not yet, in the time of the Issa Pigel, the Maisa would only be Chal after you finish the Dalit Avoidas. Rashi says, it doesn't say here that the Kemitza L'chud have a Pigel, Elamai Kemitz Pigel Isura to master the Pigel. She is Chulafaga the Kemitz. You just started the Pigel with the Kemitza. Dinah Tchilas Pigel. I will have a Pigel Gomor at the Mafago Nami Biaktorah. For only later B'Shas Taktorah, that's when it would be Chal the Issa Pigel. So what did Mashkiter also? That's called the Tchilas Issa Pigel. But it's not called Pigel Gomor until you have the Pigel B'Shas all the Dalar Avodas.